support for Blues Vox comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The situation surrounding a heavily armed Algerian army assault on Islamists holding hostages at an oil and gas facility remains murky, with the French and British governments saying the assault is still ongoing. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that we're starting to hear now from witnesses.
Où êtes-vous là, sur la base d'une menace?
Radio Europe 1 talked to French hostage Alexandre Berceau this morning. Berceau hid in the living quarters of the vast site for 40 hours. I'm alive, and that's the main thing, he said. British Prime Minister David Cameron asked that reporters not share hostage accounts so as not to endanger the lives of hostages still on the base. There is still a blackout on news in Algeria on what happened and how many hostages and jihadists were killed or escaped. Meanwhile, foreign governments have been extremely critical of the secrecy that shrouded the raid. Algeria refused outside help from the U.S. and did not inform nations with hostages that the assault was taking place. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The U.S. House is expected to vote next week to raise a federal debt limit for a short term. Republicans and Democrats have been sparring over deeper spending cuts in order to increase the government's borrowing authority. President Obama's supporters long criticized so-called social welfare organizations that spent millions of dollars in secret donations on ads attacking him. Now, as NPR's S.V. Date reports, the Obama campaign is transforming into one of those organizations.
First Lady Michelle Obama made the announcement with this video.
And that's why today I'm proud that our friends and supporters are launching Organizing for Action, the next phase of our movement for change.
The focus of the group would be advancing issues important to the president's second term, but under IRS rules, much of the money raised could be used to attack Republican congressional candidates in the 2014 elections. The most prominent 501c4 in the past election cycle, Crossroads GPS, spent more than $168 million attacking Democrats and helping Republicans. S.V. Date, NPR News.
Lance Armstrong's confession of doping has made headlines around the world. In an interview aired yesterday on Oprah Winfrey's network, the disgraced cycling champion admitted to the talk show Icon virtually everything he had brazenly denied for years. As much of the sporting world watched Armstrong's confession that he used drugs to help win all seven of his Tour de France titles, the World Anti-Doping Agency said his confession was more of a convenient truth than a full display of what went on. Armstrong was stripped of all of his titles and has been banned from cycling competition for life. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 2 points at 13,598, NASDAQ off 10 points, S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. This is NPR. Residents of Alabama are recovering after a winter storm dumped snow and ice across the northern half of the state. Andrew Yeager reports from member station WBHM in Birmingham. The storm meant some people spent a cold night stuck on the highway.
The snow left hundreds of drivers stranded on I-65 as a series of wrecks backed up traffic for miles. About 120 people made it to a Red Cross shelter, but many more didn't. Some motorists posted on social media sites they had been trapped in their cars for 9 or more hours. While the snow quickly passed, ice still clung to the roadways Friday morning, bringing another round of accidents and slow roads for commuters. The ice and snow won't stick around, though. Temperatures will rise today, quickly melting what remains of the winter blast. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Yeager in Birmingham.
Parts of Mississippi received up to 4 inches of snow. One person was killed when his car collided with a downed tree in southwest Virginia. Some places received more than a foot of snow. There were reports of disabled vehicles along Interstate 77, which was the hardest hit highway in that area. General Electric is coming off a strong fourth quarter. Today, GE posted a better-than-expected 7.5% profit increase. It's also reporting a sharp rise in its backlog of equipment orders, a strong indicator of future sales growth. GE shares rose following the conglomerate's upbeat news. Consumer sentiment, another story. It hit its lowest point in more than a year, due in part to the recent debate over the fiscal cliff. The Thomson Reuters University of Michigan's preliminary reading on consumer sentiment fell to 71.3 this month. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Carbonite, automatic and encrypted cloud backup solutions that provide access to backed up files from any device. Carbonite.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That will be followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. To start off this hour, back to 1968, and we have Taj Mahal talking about the probably the favorite confection in blues.
Ooh, ain't nobody ever gonna steal my jelly roll. I tell you, ain't nobody ever gonna steal my jelly roll. Hey, you know I'm doing some good loving on a woman. She keep me satisfied deep down in my soul. I'm gonna take you back down. The finest woman, the finest woman, yeah, in the town. Yes, I'm in love with you, baby, because you're the finest woman here in the town. Ooh, baby, now you put it up solid, woman, so it will not come down.
When she blows, Lord knows I ain't in that lonesome whistle when she blows. Well, she blows just like that, she's not gonna blow no more. Well, you got two little red lines and a white one right behind. Got two little red lines and white one right behind. Well, two red ones. Yours is my trouble, and the white light is my word and mine.
From 1980, that was Johnny Shines along with Robert Jr. Lockwood, both of them on guitars. And Johnny Shines on vocals on that track, a number called Lonesome Whistle. Both these guys hung around with Robert Johnson back in the 1930s. Both of them really, really wonderful artists. Before hearing Robert Jr. Lockwood and Johnny Shines, we heard Taj Mahal. We heard Taj from 1968 doing a number called Jelly Roll. And next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the guy that introduced Muddy Waters to the Chess Brothers back in the late 1940s. And that would be Sunnyland Slim, originally from Vance, Mississippi. His real name was Albert Landrieu. We're going to listen to Sunnyland. He had a long, long-running career in blues. Here he is from 1977, Sunnyland Slim on vocals and piano with Smile on My Face.
Goodbye. Ride, laser, ride, ride. right below. You see me worrying, child, you know something's really going on wrong. You know, something's going on wrong. I got a smile on my face, look out. But all the tears around my heart.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
You're the sweetest cat I know. Oh, Weeze, you're the sweetest cat I know. For you, I'd walk from St. Louis straight down to the Gulf of Mexico. Listen here, Louise, what you trying to do? Trying to love me, baby. Love another man too. No, Louise. That will never do. You can't love me, baby. Love another man too. Sand. It's on track deep water. I know it's never gonna land. Hey, I ain't had no love since my baby gone. Oh, baby, you're the sweetest cat I know. If you had walked St. Louis, straight down to the Gulf of Mexico.
Danny Kalb on guitar and vocals from his new release, the double disc set Moving in Blue. His rendition of Louise, that's been quite a blues standard. John Lee Hooker's done it, Howling Wolf's done it, a number of others over the years. Before we heard Danny Kalb, we heard the fine old Chicago pianist Sonnyland Slim. We heard him from 1977 doing a number called Smile on My Face. We're going to turn next to another pianist. This one's going to do a replication of a tune that Ann Cole first recorded back in the 1950s, and Muddy Waters later made very, very famous. We're going to head out to Tips, Tipitina's, back in February of 1978, recorded live. Here is Professor Longhair.
I'm
1967. That was Lonnie Brooks. Lonnie was born Lee Baker Jr. in Dubuisson, Louisiana. His musical career started when he was living in Port Arthur. He ended up recording under the name of Guitar Jr. for the Gold Band Records label out of Lake Charles at the time, and ended up moving to Chicago in 1960, where he found out that he couldn't use his name Guitar Jr. anymore because Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson had already established himself with that name, so he took up the name Lonnie Brooks. Lonnie was preceded by a fellow Louisianian, Professor Longhair. We heard Fess again from February of 1978, recorded live at Tipitina's in New Orleans, doing his rendition of Got My Mojo Working. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to a lady that spent quite a bit of time in Louisiana. Born in Houston, she lived in Lake Charles for a while. She also recorded as a sort of a band member on quite a number of recordings done at J.D. Miller Studios in Crowley. We're talking about Katie Webster from her 1991 Alligator Records release. By this time, she had moved out to Oakland. Here's Katie Webster with Hard Lovin' Mama.
Loving on you, I will put goose pimples on your goose pimples. Well, I want you men to listen to what I have to say. You better be in good shape when you come my way, 'cause I'm a hard-loving mama, healthy, firm, and fine. And if you fool around with me, and free, but there'll be no more playing if you play around with me, 'cause I'm a hard loving mama, healthy, firm, and fine. And if you fool around with me, I know I can make you mine all the time. I got it. Ha!
ain't been double cross, 'cause when it comes to loving, Katie knows she's the boss. But my heart loving mama, healthy, firm, and fine. Well, if you fool around with me, I know I can make you mine all the time. Yes, I'm a heart loving mama. Yes, I'm a heart.
A lot of difference between a husband and a man. When a husband does something nice for his woman, he does it out of obligation. But when your man does something nice for you, he does it because this is what he wants to do. And that's the way it ought to be. And you know, you men don't like to take us wives out, you know. Just ask your man to let you go out with him sometime. He'll tell you some stuff about he's going down on the corner and shoot some fools or something. I bet you can guess what kind of cue stick he's gonna be using, huh? You know, I think that's why most married ladies got a man on the side nowadays. But wait a minute, you fellas been keeping a woman on the side all the time. Tell me this, anybody out there know any faithful husbands? A faithful husband is about as scarce as a teenage virgin, honey. But even when you find a man that try to be faithful, there's always some woman out there waiting to get next to him. But let me tell you, all you women that keep trying to get close to my husband, and some of you keep trying to get close to my man, and that's a no-no. I got news for you, baby. You better check this out. My husband got street feet. That's just one of his many faults. He come home every day at mealtime to eat the food that my man bought. He treats me like a stranger, keep me crying day and night. But my man loves me like an angel and makes everything alright. I wanna tell you women, I wanna make sure you understand. You can have that no good husband of mine, but please don't mess with my man. Listen, girl. My husband is a cheating man. He just loved to play around. Even when our only child was born, the man just couldn't be found. I was lying on my sick bed. I was all doped up with pills. It was my man that came along and he paid the granny bill. I want to tell you women, I want to be sure you understand. You can have that no good husband of mine, but please don't mess with my man. Listen, I tried to be a good wife, stand right by my husband's side. But I was always a love star. The man left me so unsatisfied. He had so many women, he didn't have no loving left. So I had to find myself a handyman to give him a little help. So I want to tell you women, I want to be sure you understand. Girls, you can have that no good husband of mine, but please,
don't mess with my man, Denise LaSalle, from an album called A Lady in the Street. Interesting effort. LaSalle has some saucy tunes. That one came out in the mid-1980s. Before hearing Denise LaSalle here on KRVS, we heard now late Katie Webster. We heard Katie from a disc called No Fooling. She did a piece called Hard Lovin' Mama. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour here on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Music next from a very, very interesting group that formed back in 1937, had stayed together for about 12 years. They were interesting in that they their performances were based on very tight harmonies, but they were also a self-contained quartet. They were all proficient in their instruments. So whereas a lot of vocal groups back then didn't provide their own instrumentation, these guys did, the Cats and a Fiddle. Here they are with what has to be the seminal early version of a number that these lyrics occur a number of years before these guys recorded this song. But from 1939, here are the Cats and a Fiddle with the classic I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water.
But you won't be there. You don't know how to be on the square. Have your fun, baby, if you must. Before I'll have a woman I can't trust. I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. Yeah, yeah.
lost your heart to someone. You're not supposed to tell a lie. If you cross your heart to someone, you're not supposed to tell a lie. Before you said wrong or either do wrong, it has to be so long or either goodbye. The first time I crossed my heart, I was by your bedside on my knees. Time I crossed my heart, I was by your bedside, down on my knee. Sure enough, man. And I know the difference between I and you. I have to beg you, please, darling, help me, please.
My Heart, music from Sonny Boy Williamson II, Sonny Boy on blues harp and vocals. That was from 1957. Before we heard Sonny Boy here on KRVS, we heard The Cats and a Fiddle from 1939 doing the classic recording of I'd Rather Drink Muddy Water. We're going to turn to another classic recording next here on the Blues Box. This is Roosevelt Sykes from 1949. He's replicating a tune that he recorded back in 1937. The tune went from Roosevelt Sykes in 37 to Nappy Brown. And don't know what year Nappy recorded this. But then ultimately to Ray Charles. And where the tune we're talking about is Anytime is the Right Time. Here again, Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals from 1945, Anytime is the Right Time.
Now this is a song that I really want to sing. Under every cover, baby, the facts still remain. Cause any time is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. I've traveled the country over, baby, like a tumbleweed. I finally find you, baby, and and you is who I need. Oh, any time is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. When it's thundering and raining, babe, I want you by my side. Because you're just my brand, baby, and I want you for my bride. Cause any time is the right time to be with the one you love, with the one you love. Look out there, Jimmy boy. Of days, baby, please don't change your shift. Because sleeping by myself at night, mama, will cause my love to drift. Cause any time is the right time to be with the one you love. Oh, but it is.
From 1970, that was B.B. King with a number called Ask Me No Questions. Before hearing B.B. King, we heard Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals. Roosevelt Sykes from 1945 with a replication of a tune he had recorded in 37 and one that would be recorded by a whole host of other great talent over the years. That classic, Anytime is the Right Time. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday anyway. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. And I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way at 1 o'clock on the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. And that is followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio hosted by Roger Cash. 4 o'clock, All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR. Then at 7 p.m. tonight, do tune in for Lee Kleinpeter with Big Band Swings and Other Things. This program is made possible in part by contributions from listeners like you and also a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we would like to remind you that we are member-supported. If you can help us out, we have to have new membership all the time, and we do need your help to continue these programs. You can pledge securely online at KRVS.org. From 1954, here is Clarence Gatemouth Brown and his orchestra with Okie Dokie Stomp to take us up to the top of the hour and American Roots. Have a great weekend.